So the best platform is whichever one you love. If you want to do TikTok and you are 70, 80, 90, 100 years old, and you come to me and say, I'm too old, little kids are on TikTok and that doesn't make sense. Well, that's a block, because I follow a bunch of little old people on TikTok and they crack me up. Okay. If you want to be on Clubhouse and you think, you know, you don't know how to speak, and public speaking freaks you out and it's audio and you don't get it, well, you know, people are making money on Clubhouse and you work your way up and you can actually gain visibility by just listening half the time and asking questions. And I can go on and on about all these things that people bring to me as reasons. And if we dig deeper, and when we dig deeper, it's always a block. So we focus on which one we love first and you build from there.
Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Are you the best kept secret in your industry? This message is especially important for those of you who consider yourself introverts, or for those of you who aren't comfortable being seen, or if you often say, I don't know what to say in social media, or it feels uncomfortable and unnatural for you to engage with people outside your immediate circle. If you're not selling, you're not serving. And for people to discover who you are and the value of what you offer, you need to be visible. And that's the topic of this episode of Life After Corporate with our guest, Leilani Wells. So if you're new to our show, welcome home. This is the place where you get great advice for what to do to establish yourself as a multiple six-figure coach or consultant. And visibility has been one of my biggest challenges as I have grown this business over the last 10 years. Sometimes, truthfully and transparently, it is still a challenge for me. I know my content team frequently says, you know, Deb, you need to go live more often. And I have the best of intentions to go live and be visible on a daily basis, but then it never happens. And I'm lucky if I get one out a week. So full transparency, this is hard, folks. But if you want to be profitable, you need to be visible. So Leilani Wells, welcome to Life After Corporate.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So I want to give people a little bit of your background. I know you're a visibility expert, you're a brand manager, you specialize in social media marketing, video content creation. Oh my God, you must have been a godsend. I prayed for you and here you are, because you need to be seen. And I know you're especially good at helping people through your program get seen, and that you have this amazing ability. So you and I met in another group of women entrepreneurs, and I had this immediate affinity and connection for you. I was like, wow, she's so intelligent. She's transparent. It's clear you really knew your stuff and you were very self-aware. And I felt seen by you. I felt like you saw my capabilities. You saw my potential. You were able to identify that, express it to me. And in the short time we've known each other, just really increased my confidence in being a bit more transparent, as opposed to always having on that armor of, you know, go for it. You can be successful. There's 5 steps to 6 figures, you know, the 3-2-1 formula for visibility, and really be allowed to tell people that this road is hard. It's not always easy to balance everything on your plate. So I want to thank you for giving me permission to be myself online. And I'm so excited to share you with the Life After Corporate audience.
Thank you. So, and what a wonderful self you are.
Thank you.
So one way to be visible is when you have a guest, make them feel as great as Deb just made me feel. before they get going, because they will give your audience the best. I mean, this is just, it means a lot. You know, I am doing what I love, what I absolutely love. So to hear that reflection back to me, that you felt seen, because that's what I'm all about, is my signature program, like you said, is called Get Seen. And I want to be seen. So I recognize the want to be seen in others. And that's the main thing that I do, is work at and look for that connection. It's really not necessarily work, because it feels good to find those connections where we all connect and really have a deeper understanding of one another. And that's such a big part of visibility.
And I think that's what's missing in this whole social media landscape, is that we're so busy putting on the good front and making sure that, you know, we're putting our best foot forward, we're putting our best message forward, we're inviting people to come to our events and take me up on my offers. But what really, really connects people at the end of the day is our humanness. And I'm grateful for you. And thank you too. We had a great conversation earlier this week in the Six Figure Accelerator. People were raving about that event. They were like, oh my God, you showed up and you allowed everyone in the room to be seen. You didn't come with a pitch or a presentation. You went around the room to individually get to know everyone in the Six Figure Accelerator. What was their challenge and how could you best serve them? And it was such an amazing experience. You just said a bunch of people have reached out to you already. I've reached out to you, because everyone wants more when you show up in that authentic way. So let's talk about the topic for our conversation today, which is visibility for profits. And somehow we're getting it all wrong. And I know from my perspective that it's been hard to hire someone to make me be visible and feel like I'm authentic in that conversation. So talk to us about what it means to be visible.
Yeah. So first off, I'll say, I think it's very common that we want to hire someone because of that right there. We don't understand what it means to be visible. Otherwise, right when we understand what it means to be visible, we'd know we can't initially pass all that off, and we can never pass all of it off, right? Because that's our voice. So true visibility is really allowing people to see you. So it's kind of like, there's this way we live our lives in general. So if we equate everything that happens online and mirror it to what happens offline, it's the same thing. It's just that we're seeing it on a screen. But somehow, a lot of times, there's this disconnect, right? Like, for instance, when we are in our personal lives, we don't show everyone every side of us. Like, we don't go to the grocery store and talk to the grocers the same way we talk to people in our family, right? And in our household. But we're still being visible in a way that suits us and that we feel comfortable in that environment. We're being a way that suits us and that we feel comfortable around our family. And we're also going to be a way that suits us and that we feel comfortable once we understand that it's about showing up for the people on the other side of the screen. We're going to show up differently in all these different ecosystems, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, you know, any of those. They're all different cultures. So when you look at being visible, it's really just being yourself. And that's where it's like, okay, well then, Leilani, like, how do I be myself? Because I don't want to tell them all my business. So people have this tendency nowadays to go from one end of the spectrum or the other. If I'm not this, I'm
yes, the messy business. We don't want your messy business.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, nobody said put all your personal business out there. Like, why, where, how did you go from here to there? You know what I mean? And so that's where the disconnect is if we take if we go from here to there out of the equation, then we're just literally being ourselves. And ourselves means multiple different things depending upon, is it 5 o'clock in the afternoon or 5 o'clock in the morning? You know what I mean? Because catch me, wake me up at 5 a.m. and you don't want to be near me.
Right.
But 5 in the afternoon, that's a little bit more of my sweet spot, you know, but it's all authentic. It's all real. And if I have something of value to share at 5 a.m. and I'm like not concerned about how it's perceived because I don't have my coffee and I know this is going to help somebody, then I could pick up my phone and be like, you know what? I haven't had my coffee, but I'm just going to tell you guys this. And maybe I don't want to do that on Facebook. Maybe I don't want to do that on LinkedIn, but I feel comfortable doing on Instagram stories and I do it.
Mm-hmm. You know, really, really interesting. And so let's talk about that authenticity and kind of it would be nice if we were born and we probably did have an authentic voice when we were born and we started screaming, right? That was the authentic voice. Mm-hmm. But somehow we get deconditioned on authenticity, especially for those of us who came out of the corporate world, right? So there was a very prescribed way of showing up in meetings, a very prescribed way of having conversations with people who worked with you. It wasn't always safe to be visible. It wasn't always safe to be authentic. So where most of my clients are in this corporate space, and now they're entrepreneurs and coaches and consultants looking to get business. And when you first get started, it's completely overwhelming. It's like, well, what do I say? How do I show up? What's okay to say? Mm-hmm. So how do you navigate those, you know, effing first times of becoming visible in a new way?
So it first starts with acknowledgement of what you're speaking to right here, where it's a safety issue. When we talk about safety, again, we don't need to go to the extremes. It could be anything on the spectrum. It could be you were a child in danger and you grew up in a crazy household. And if you were in your room all day, then they would forget you were there. So you were safe, right? Don't let them see me. Don't let them hear me. It could have been only speak when you're spoken to. It could have been that your words didn't have value over and over and over. So you're silencing yourself now, you know, because that was told to you at some point in your life. And then you go into, like your guest, corporate. Well, in corporate, especially if there are many women listeners here, we have to, and there's science behind this, scream and raise our voices to even be heard and, you know, come outside of who, our natural state of being for our voice to matter because we're not seen. So there's so much surrounding emotionally, physically, not being seen, our voices not mattering, all this and that, to where being seen is a very scary place. So then now you acknowledge that within yourself. That's the first step. And then you start to build confidence by doing and understanding you are now safe because you're in control of the environments you step into. What do I mean by environments? I talk about this a lot when people work with me as their environments. Every social space is an environment that you create. If you don't like your feed and you haven't snoozed anyone or unfriended or done anything about it, that's by your own creation. There's no need to shut down your social media sites because you're upset. Were you going to shut down yourself? Because if it's representing itself there, if it's playing out like that there, it's probably playing out like that in your personal life with no boundaries, right?
Great point.
So all by our own design. If we have a problem with social media, it's because something we're not acknowledging within ourselves, because we don't have to be on it all day to grow our business. We get to be intentional. We get to choose what platform we pay attention to. We get to do it with joy, create experiences that we love on there, have fun with it, all of that.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. let's talk about being visible on the different platforms. When you were speaking to us in the accelerator, you were immediately identifying the best platform for each person in the room, you know, whether or not they were already there. So talk to us about LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and now TikTok is really coming up for thought leaders, which is like so crazy. How do we choose the right platform to be visible on?
So I love that question. And I think that there's two sides to it. One, there is, okay, there may be a best platform for what somebody does for their business, but it's definitely not a best platform if you don't enjoy it. And there are, I mean, for anyone watching this on video, you'll see I have like an obnoxious amount of icons underneath my handle. And those aren't even all the platforms I'm on, right? And so basically, you know, you want to understand that we're not going to be all the places. So we get to focus on quality. And if we don't start there, then we're not going to be successful because we're just not going to do it. And we're not going to do it at such a high level. And then once you are successful in the place that brings you joy first, then you can take that over. And I work with clients on that quite a bit, is taking a platform that they've already built somewhere and sharing with them how to take that over to other platforms. So the best platform is whichever one you love. If you want to do TikTok and you are 70, 80, 90, 100 years old and you come to me and say, I'm too old, little kids are on TikTok and that doesn't make sense. Well, that's a block because I follow a bunch of little old people on TikTok and they crack me up. Okay. If you want to be on Clubhouse and you think, you know, you don't know how to speak and public speaking freaks you out and it's audio and you don't get it. Well, you know, people are making money on Clubhouse and you work your way up and you can actually gain visibility by just listening half the time and asking questions. And I can go on and on about all these things that people bring to me as reasons. And if we dig deeper and when we dig deeper, it's always a block. So we focus on which one we love first. And you build from there.
And what about the filter of where your ideal clients are hanging out? Suppose you love showing up on TikTok, but your people aren't there.
Oh, your people are everywhere.
Oh, really? So tell me more about that.
So basically, if you are looking there, don't assume your people aren't looking there, right? If these people are talking to me about, yeah, I tried TikTok. I don't know. I'm looking at TikTok, this and that. Well, they always are looking at other people's TikToks. They're looking at other people's Facebooks. They're looking at or other people like them are, right? We are going to, as business owners, naturally look at all this stuff, whether we choose to do it or not, fine, you know, but we are there. And so the other thing is too, is if you're not represented there, that's great. Then you go there and you be the person that has everybody watching you. You know, one of my clients is a lawyer. And so she is doing TikTok videos. She wasn't before we started talking. I was like, you know, like, what are we doing here? Let's get on TikTok because you're enjoying making short form video. Let's put them over there too. I would love to see an attorney that can make me laugh and can make others laugh because maybe it'll make us handle our business more because attorneys scare a lot of people just by being doing what they do and they're here to help us. You know what I mean? So let's break down the barrier here. Let's be a trailblazer. Let's be ourselves.
I know my lawyer is on TikTok. So, All right. So you pick your platforms, the ones that feel good, because if you're there, your ideal clients are there. And if there's no one like you there, then you get to stand out, which is very cool. Super cool. What about, you know, how we show up, right? What it really takes to be visible on those platforms. Everyone's always obsessed with the algorithms, you know, and trying to game the algorithms and, you know, what's working on Instagram and what's working on Facebook and what's working on LinkedIn and TikTok and all of that. And each one of these platforms has a different culture. So, you know, what is the best way to show up once you choose a platform? I'm still like struggling with that, you know, what it takes to be visible, you know, and I know what doesn't work, but I don't know what does work. So I know doing one thing and then rinsing and repeating that on every single platform doesn't work. But how do you figure out what does work with visibility?
I love that. Okay. And right when you were diving into that question, I was thinking of another important point I want to share with everyone about where they should be real quick, if you don't mind. So
yeah, go for it.
So now what I shared about being anywhere and focusing on your favorite platform first, it doesn't mean there aren't certain places where it's beneficial for you to have a presence established, like a great bio and things of that nature. So for instance, if you're on LinkedIn, even if you're not there every day because it's not your favorite platform, people are going to look to see that you have that credibility and you have that like online kind of resume type of thing going on. People are used to looking at people's Instagram. So it's good to have an Instagram bio, even if you're not really on Instagram that much, putting up a 9 picture grid and having something in place for people to get a gauge. So there's little things to do on each platform to like have somewhat of a presence there. You want to start with, again, what you love for that full-on growth all the way out. And as far as, so going to your question on how to show up, like how do we really get ourselves to become visible and what are like the ways to do it? Well, first of all, I'm not going to lie, it is a struggle at first because I've been very open and expressive for many, many years. Like who I am is who I've been for quite, like I'm 43, I've been this way since I was like 10 because of my personality, who I am and life experiences. That being said, I have also witnessed people that I've helped get to, you know, who they are, like their version of themselves, of how I operate. I've witnessed them have success of after success after success, but it is a process at the beginning because it's uncomfortable. And I think a lot of times when we are looking for the answers, we're wanting to like skip the uncomfortable part, rightfully so. You know, it's like when you're waking up in the morning, that in between, like, you know, that kind of thing. But at the end of the day, there's such a big reward, and the reward is in the relationships you build, the clients that come to you that are like truly become like friends and are great people and are really in alignment. They listen to you, they're coachable, all of these things. Or if you sell products, people who buy your products love, they're raving fans of your product. And so it's all about like building that confidence muscle by pushing yourself a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And like being able to just sit in the discomfort of letting people see a part of you that you're scared to let them see at first for a little bit. You're like, what if they hurt me? What if they say something mean? What if they attack me? What if they don't read it? They don't like it. Like, what if, what if, what if, what if? And just sitting there in that, sitting there in it.
It is uncomfortable. And I was talking with a private client this morning who's just getting started. He's a gentleman and is an executive coach. And he asked me, is there any point where this doesn't feel uncomfortable? You know, and he's doing a great job. He really is doing a great job on long form posts on LinkedIn and super impressed with the content that he's putting out there. But then it's the next step of engaging with the people who are engaging in your content and creating relationships. And sometimes we forget that the purpose of creating content is to create engagement and to build relationships.
Yeah. Well, and that's another thing about social media. It's communication. That's why I love communication, because it gives me, it allows me the opportunity to connect and connect on a deeper level with people, learn more about life, learn more about myself, have greater success, open up doors. All of the things for me is in communication, right? And so with social media, if you keep that in the forefront of your brain, this communication, you're never going to want to not communicate about how the awesomeness of you and your business and what you have to offer. You know, you might not feel like it, but that's not going to be your goal, to communicate less, that you have something that's going to change someone's lives or do something really great for them. Like, you're going to want them to know. You know, so if you're listening to this and you have something great to offer, you know, even on a hard day, sometimes maybe we don't think it's great, but deep down, you know, it's great. That's why you're called to it. That's why you're not in corporate and you're doing what you're doing. And so share that with people. And when you hear yourself talking to yourself saying, well, what if this, what if that? Well, I don't know if I should post, I don't know if I should do that. Well, recognize, oh, well, I'm putting up a block. Why is that? And how do I tear it down? Why am I putting up this wall? Why am I cutting myself off from communicating more and having an opportunity to make it an actual impact for somebody? Because that's what's happening.
I want everyone to write that down because that was so key. When you have a block about communicating and the gut reaction is, oh, this doesn't feel comfortable, and you just walk away, is to take that pause and say, wait a minute, why am I feeling blocked here? That was gold. I know you encouraged me, because a few weeks ago, I was going through a real rough patch. My partner was dealing with a potential cancerous tumor, and a good friend who was a pilot crashed a single engine plane and he died. And we were getting ready to move houses, and it was just all the emotions around me, the grief, the anxiety that my partner was feeling, the unsettling feeling of having to pick up everything and move somewhere else. Now I'm super excited about starting new and new beginnings and all of that. But it was a really hard place. And I think it was you, Leilani, who said, you know, you should just share that. You should just share what you're going through. And I made that post on LinkedIn that said, I thought I was going to break. And it was true. I remember walking upstairs, and I have never felt that much emotional pressure. And I am super strong. Like, from, you say, from 10 years old, like, I used to have dreams that I was like Superman and I could fly and, you know, I would take the next mountain. And, you know, it was always, there was never any obstacle that was too big to get over. And that's always been, and people who know me know that when the pandemic hit, it was just like, okay, gals, what are we going to do to continue to grow and let this thing happen outside here, but not let it affect us and affect our ability to institute change. And my role models are all like that. So it was somewhat uncomfortable to like share that I was in this emotional state of feeling out of control and feeling like I might break. And if I could tell you that as of this recording, that post has had 40,000 impressions, close to 200 comments and people saying, thank you for normalizing what it is to be human. And so that really opened up my eyes to like, oh, this is about communicating the what really happens on the inside, not just the good stuff on the outside.
I love that you shared that because let's break a little bit of that down. So when you were having that conversation with me about that, you were sharing those things with me because you felt like you were in a safe space to share those things with me. And I listened and I wanted to connect with you and I wanted to be that safe space and I wanted to hear those things. And then you realized in that moment that you can say those things just by that experience. It started, the process began. Mm-hmm. And so that is what I'm speaking to here is we take those first steps to dip our toe in and see, and then we understand like it can be safe. We can do this. And then we go from there. And then what happened when you shared that with your audience, you allowed them to understand like, wow, she trusts us. Like she trusts us with this information. She's being this way with us. We can trust her. And then they respected that. They didn't come at you. They showed you that they were up to be those people, you know, they were up to the challenge. They would be those people for you. And these are the things that people are looking for is that level of connection. We want to know, can I trust you? Can you trust me? Am I okay? And somebody's got to take the first step.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm wondering if that's why Clubhouse took off so quickly as it did, because it was a voice only platform. It is all about the conversation.
Yeah.
So interesting. Yeah.
I love Clubhouse. I haven't been active on Clubhouse, but I have a summit coming up on there that you are a guest on. So excited.
Yes. Let's talk about the summit. That's so exciting.
Yes. So it's the Holiday Entrepreneur Summit, Visibility for Profits. And it is the third Holiday Entrepreneur Summit, but this is the first time we're doing it on Clubhouse. Super excited about that. There are so far 15 amazing guest speakers that are confirmed. And I may cap it off at that, but there may be a few more surprises left. We have sponsors. We have your amazing self coming. It's all about getting everyone just kicked off for the new year just right. And the speakers are coming on to talk about with everybody about sales, marketing, visibility, how to actually have these profits within your business by becoming more visible and what ways they implemented it in their own life. So it's like fashion stylists, it's people like yourself who know how to work with the numbers and make things happen and reliable. We have photographers, we have financial people, I mean, all across the board. But everyone is, you know, six-figure and above earner. Everyone's highly successful. Everyone is about what they say. They do the things. And so, yeah, I'm just excited about it. I'm excited about it. It's going to be awesome. And it's something that I usually put on I've noticed I'm doing it every 2 years, it seems like, because I just do this when I'm called to. It's like I'm waking up right before the holidays being like, I think I want to do the Holiday Entrepreneur Summit this year. And then I put together something magical and yeah, it's great.
I think that's so exciting. And it is, you know, the other thing that this makes me think of is like how you do follow the pull of your heart. Like sometimes you just wake up, those best moments or when you're inspired to tell a story, you know, and you just pick up your phone and record a 1 minute video or a 90 second video, or when you feel inspired to create a new talk and share it with other people. Because speaking, you know, I've been doing webinars way before Zoom. I mean, I've been doing webinars for 10 years. I built my multiple six figure business on mostly webinars alone, because when you can get, you know, 25, 50, 100 people, 200 people in a room to listen to what you have to say, and you're creating that relationship and you are building that trust factor, people are going to want to work with you. And so being visible and showing up for things like summits and webinars and things is really key to a successful marketing strategy. So how do people stay connected with you? How do they get more of your amazing goodness and explore working with you?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you so much. I always love talking with you and hanging out with you as well. And the community that you invited me to, that you created, beautiful people, beautiful environment. So thank you for having me there. I hope your listeners, know what an amazing group that you put together and pour into. I love that. So for people to find me, the best place is LeilaniWells.com or at Leilani M. Wells for all my social media handles. So LeilaniWells.com is going to have like anything I have as far as events coming up on there. It's going to have everything about what I do, where I'm at, all the things. And Leilani is spelled LEILANI. And I would love to connect with anyone who wants to connect with me.
And we'll put that link in the show notes, my friends. Thank you so much, Leilani. This was very generous of you. And yeah, I just love hanging out with you. You have this thing about you that people just want to be with you. And so it's amazing. I look forward to the summit. That's going to be amazing too. And connect with Leilani at LeilaniWells.com. She's got lots of goodness to share. Hope we see you at the summit or hear you at the summit on Clubhouse. And get out there, be visible, pick a platform, just connect with your audience, be human, be who you are, and see what happens. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
See you next time. Take care, everyone. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.